We continue now with Tales of the Baal Shem Tov. Before the Petira, before the passing of the holy Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov told all his faithful disciples what each one of them was to do to have their sustenance in life. Among his disciples was also his devoted attendant, Rav Yankov. Rav Yankov said to the Baal Shem Tov, Rebbe, you've told all the others what to do, and they can all become rabbis and things of that nature. I am, however, a simple man. I've always attended you faithfully. What shall I be doing? The Baal Shem Tov said to Rav Yankov, you shall go to the various places where I am known, and you will tell tales about me to the people who want to hear these tales, and they are many, things that you yourself witnessed when you were together with me. And surely people will pay you well for these tales that you will relate about me. After the Baal Shem Tov passed from the world and went up to heaven, of course the disciples fulfilled all that they were commanded by the Baal Shem Tov, and Rabbi Yankov as well took upon himself to fulfill that which the Baal Shem Tov told him, to travel from place to place, going to all those places where the Baal Shem Tov had previously been, and he told stories about the manner of conduct and stories of various miracles that were performed by the Baal Shem Tov, and this way he eked out a living. 2 years after the demise of the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Yankov heard that in a certain city there is a very rich individual who pays a golden coin for every tale that is told about the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Yankov said to himself, ah, finally I can make a very good living. I will travel over there, and I will tell all those many stories that I know about the Baal Shem Tov, and I will receive a wonderful amount of golden coins. And afterwards, I will be able to sit calmly in my place, having earned my entire livelihood for the rest of my life, just telling all those stories I know for a gold coin per story. Rabbi Yankov purchased a horse and wagon and prepared food for the way, because it was far away where he was supposed to go to that rich individual. And after a long and tiring journey, Rabbi Yankov finally reached that city. Coming to the city, he asked the people there, do you know where this rich man lives? And they said, oh, yes, of course we know. He lives in this rich and beautiful palace, and he's very, very wealthy, and he is a fantastic individual. He is a very great Torah scholar, very wise, a kindly man, does many acts of tzedakah and chesed and kindness. He conducts himself in a truly Hasidic manner, in a God-fearing manner, and when it comes Shabbos, he hears stories of the Baal Shem Tov, and after Shabbos, he pays for every story a golden coin. And so, this thing that Rabbi Yankov had heard, that there is this individual, was found out to be totally true, and he was happy that his whole journey was not in vain, and here he was going to have this golden opportunity. Having heard all this, Rav Yankov went to the palace of this rich man, and he asked the guards that they please notify the householder that there has now come to his house the attendant of the Baal Shem Tov, and he asks permission to enter the house so that he relate to him many stories about the Baal Shem Tov. The guard went in and related the words of Rav Yankov to the householder. The rich man said, please ask Rav Yankov to wait till Shabbos, for that is the day when I hear the stories about the Baal Shem Tov, and then he will have the opportunity to tell all those tales that he knows about the Baal Shem Tov. The rich man said, prepare a special room for Rabbi Yankov where he should stay till Shabbos. And in the city, the word went out that one of the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov came to the city. He is now dwelling in the palace of this rich man. And many of the people came together for Shabbos to hear his stories. When everybody went and sat down around the table for Suda Shabbos, for the Friday night meal, the rich man said, Rabbi Yankov, okay, now is your opportunity. Start telling stories about the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Yankov gets ready to tell the stories, and all of a sudden, he's silent, doesn't open his mouth, and to his great consternation, he can't remember even one story about the Baal Shem Tov. All the wealth of stories that he had were totally forgotten, and he can't even remember anything. Everything has flown from his memory. They've flown the coop. He has no idea how or why this happened, but they're gone. Rabbi Yankov tried to envision the visage of the Baal Shem Tov and to remind himself of the city of Mezhebish where the Baal Shem Tov lived, and so by doing this he would be able to remember some of the stories. But whatever he did to try to jog his memory was of no avail. He totally forgot all that happened with him from the day that he was born up until the present. Rabbi Yankov sat all flustered. And the people in the household thought that Rabbi Yankov surely was a liar. Here's a man that says he's got stories of the Baal Shem Tov to tell aplenty, and it comes to telling it, and he has nothing to say. Meanwhile, he was able to cage meals and lodging at the rich man's house, and he's here for Shabbos as well, but he's got nothing to say. While the householders were murmuring among themselves, the rich man himself, however, was completely silent and did not say a word. After the meal, the rich man said to Rabbi Yankov, please, don't feel badly about it. We'll wait for tomorrow morning, and maybe by tomorrow morning you will remember some stories. They benched Birchas Hamazon, grace after meals, and all the people went to sleep. Rabbi Yankov lay on his bed, and he could not for the life of him fall asleep. He wept bitter tears, trying to remember stories of the Baal Shem Tov, envisaging the Baal Shem Tov and the disciples who were there. But whatever he tried was of no avail. Rabbi Yankov had forgotten all the stories. Comes the Shabbos morning meal, and once again the rich man asks Rabbi Yankov, maybe you've reminded yourself of a story. But Rabbi Yankov was once again silent. He had nothing to say. The rich man once again consoled him and said to him, you know what? Let's wait till Shalosh Shudas, till the third Shabbos meal. Maybe you'll remember then a story. But came Shalosh Shudas, and the thing repeated itself. Rabbi Yankov could remember nothing at all. Rabbi Yankov, of course, was very, very sad at this turn of events. And throughout the entire Shabbos, he was extremely downtrodden. He tried to find within himself the reason why such a thing should come about, why such travail and tragedy should come about. Here is the chance of a lifetime. Here he's got this opportunity. He's worked so hard to get that horse and wagon, to make this arduous journey to this rich man, and nothing comes of it. Rabbi Yankiv, for the life of him, however, could not figure out why this had occurred to him. There was nothing that he could see that were in his actions that would act as a punishment or an impediment for his forgetting all the stories of the Baal Shem Tov. Came Moitzoy Shabbos, Saturday night, and the rich man sent his attendant to ask Rabbi Yankiv, the attendant, maybe you remember everything. Rabbi Yankiv enters the room of the rich man and he says to him, I don't know what's coming off. I know, however, that as the Baal Shem Tov taught, events are by divine providence, personal divine providence, and I know this is not just some haphazard occurrence. It's possible that from heaven they do not want that I should become rich. Or maybe I'm not worthy of telling you all the stories that I knew and now have forgotten of the Baal Shem Tov. Or maybe you are not to hear the stories. So whatever the case, I am a goner, I'm lost, there's nothing that I can do. So although I've meant the best, and although I really wanted this to be successful, evidently it's not meant to be, and I'll go home now. The rich man said, wait a second, don't rush. Wait a few days, wait till Tuesday, and if by then you do not remember any of the stories, then go home, but give it some time. Rabbi Yankiv remained in the house of the rich man till Tuesday, but he can remember nothing. And comes Tuesday, and Rabbi Yankiv comes to the rich man in order to say goodbye to him. The rich man said goodbye to him with much affection and brotherhood, gave him a nice nedava, a good gift, and Rav Yankiv is about to go on to the wagon, which was ready to take him back to his hometown. As Rav Yankiv is about to put his foot on the wagon step, all of a sudden he remembers a tremendous story of the Baal Shem Tov. Quickly, he went down from the wagon, goes to the house of the rich man and says, I have reminded myself a wonderful story of the Baal Shem Tov. The rich man said, yes, sit down and please tell it to me. And Rabbi Yankiv tells the following story. This story, which I'm about to tell you, he prefaces, took place before Easter. The Baal Shem Tov was... That Shabbos was very, very taken in within himself and was not in his general happy mood and could not find to seem any rest. A whole day he went back and forth, lost in his thoughts. Immediately after Havdalah, the Baal Shem Tov said that the horses be spanned to the wagon, and he took with him three of his disciples, and I was one of them. We sat in the wagon, and we traveled a whole night. We did not know where we are going, and what was the purpose of our journey. Comes the morning, and we reach a large city, and the wagon stops at the entrance of a very large and beautiful house whose doors and windows were totally locked. The Baal Shem Tov commanded that we knock on the doors, and then a woman comes out, an old lady, and she stood at the entrance, and she screams out, what are you doing here? Have pity on yourselves and flee. And know that if you do not flee as quickly as you can, God forbid, you can all lose your lives. For today it has been decreed that every Jew and any Jew that will leave his house will be found outside of his house, will be killed. Today is the Gentile holiday, and if even one Jew will be found outside, they will not only kill that unfortunate Jew, but all the Jews that live in the community. And woe to this person that will be caught by them. So please, as quickly as possible, before you subject yourself to pain and to torture and to inevitable death, leave from here. The Baal Shem Tov, however, ignored the imploring and the beseeching of this old lady. He said that it's time that we enter the house, and he said, take everything in from the wagon into the house. And after the Baal Shem Tov and his three disciples entered the home, they closed the door. The old lady entered the house, crying and screaming and arguing with Baal Shem Tov, saying, please, what are you doing here? But the Baal Shem Tov did not answer her at all. He moved the covering from one of the windows, looked out the window, and looked what was doing outside. And he beholds that there's a large platform in middle of the town square, very, very high, and throngs of people are assembling around the platform. And all of a sudden, there is heard within the city the sound of bells from all parts of the city that are foretelling the imminent arrival of the bishop of that city. The Baal Shem Tov continued standing by the window and looking out. And when he saw that the bishop went up the steps of this gigantic platform, the Baal Shem Tov called me, said Rabbi Yankiv, and he said, Yankiv, go to the bishop and tell him that he should quickly come to me. Hearing that the Baal Shem Tov said this to me, I immediately listened to what he said, and I went out without any fear. Because if the Baal Shem Tov says to go, I am sure that nothing would happen to me. I calmly went down to the place, made my way through the throngs, and I went up on the platform, and I told the bishop that the Baal Shem Tov says that he wants to see you. The bishop said, I know that the Baal Shem Tov came here. Tell him that as soon as I finish my speech, I will come to him. I hastened to give over the words of the bishop to the Baal Shem Tov. And as soon as the Baal Shem Tov heard the answer of the bishop, he screamed at me and said, go quickly again and tell the bishop he should not be a fool and that he should come to me immediately. Once again I made my way through the throngs and I told the bishop what the Baal Shem Tov had told me. When the bishop heard my words, he turned to the congregation who were surrounding the platform and said to them, please wait a while, I shall soon return. The bishop followed in my footsteps till we came to where the Baal Shem Tov was in the house. The Baal Shem Tov and the bishop both went into a private room. They closed the door, and they were there for quite a considerable time. Afterwards, as soon as he finished his conversation with the bishop, the Baal Shem Tov went out of the room, told us to once again get the horses ready for the journey, and we immediately returned to Mezhebish, the town of the Baal Shem Tov. And Rabbi Yankiv continued, what happened with that bishop? And what was the name of the city? And what was the purpose of this whole trip? I do not know until this very day. Because we did not ask the holy Baal Shem Tov his reasons. And the Baal Shem Tov also did not volunteer the reason to us. And so Rabbi Yankiv finished his story, which was being heard by this rich man with a tremendous degree of concentration. After Rabbi Yankiv finished the tale, The rich man continued to sit, lost in thought, and then he got up and said, Baruch Hashem, praise God, thank you Almighty. And then he turned to Rav Yankov and he said to him, I will be able to tell you the end of that story which you do not know the end of. I want you to know that the story happened with me. I am that bishop that you came to me and you called and you told me that the Baal Shem Tov wants to see you. And I am the person that visited with the Baal Shem Tov, and this is what happened, and this is my life's story. I was born a Jew, the rich man said. I was truly great in Torah, but I was caught in the snares of the other side, the side of darkness, the side of unholiness. Every night, the Baal Shem Tov would come to me in my dream, and he would speak to me and beg and implore and say, return from your evil path. But I did not pay any attention to these recurring dreams. But the Baal Shem Tov did not rest, did not cease, and would appear to me again and again every night until one night I promised him that I would flee that day from the city and I would go back to my Jewish ways. But when I woke up in the morning, once again I was caught by the forces of darkness. And I decided not to do that which I had promised to do. Not to give up this long road which had led me all the way to the path where I became an honored bishop of the Christian religion. It was too much to give up, and although I had promised the Baal Shem Tov that I would do so, I was too weak and too much in the clutches of unholiness that I'd be able to do that. However, when I saw the Baal Shem Tov come to the city, the man who kept appearing to me in my dreams, I was lost, and I did not know what to do. I'm supposed to speak to the throngs. I am supposed to address them. And here I see the Baal Shem Tov in front of me. And as I'm thinking and as I am pondering what is my next move, I see that the people are assembling around this great platform and waiting for my arrival. And as I left the house and the bells began to ring and tell the populace about my imminent arrival, I could not overwhelm and overcome my evil inclination, and I went to give my speech. It was then that the Baal Shem Tov came to call me, and I should have listened right away, but my evil inclination again got the better of me, and I wanted to speak even before I would go to the Baal Shem Tov. And so I told you, Yankov, that first, that you should tell the Baal Shem Tov that first I will speak. I know that he is here, and first I will speak, and then I will come to him. But you returned with the word of the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov said, do not be a fool. Come immediately. And this time I listened, and I came to the Baal Shem Tov. When I came to the Baal Shem Tov, and we entered the private room, and we spoke for a while, he gave me a tikkun, a rectification for my soul that had sunk so low in the depth of unholiness. and he helped me right my way, and I became a full and a complete Baal Tshuva, a full and a complete penitent. The Baal Shem Tov told me exactly how I was supposed to conduct my life from now on, and how I was to act in order to rectify my past sins. And he said to me, I want you to have a sign that you will know that you are finally forgiven. And this is the sign that I am giving you, that which will help you and enable you to know that your sins have ceased and your sins and iniquities have been forgiven and you've been fully accepted back by God. And that sign is that when a person will come and tell you your story, the story about the bishop who came to the Baal Shem Tov, then you will know that you were forgiven. When the Baal Shem Tov left the city, I took my considerable wealth, because this was a position that paid very well, and I divided it into a number of parts. The greatest part I gave to charity, the rest I kept for myself, and I came to this city, a place where nobody knew who I was. This city I'm living in peace and tranquility and conducting my life according to the way the Baal Shem Tov told me to conduct my life. The whole time I've been waiting desperately for the person to come to tell me the story of my life, to know that I've been forgiven. And that is why I paid so handsomely to hear stories about the Baal Shem Tov, hoping that I'd hear that story about me. When you came to me, the rich man said to Rav Yankov, I recognized you immediately, and I figure that you are the person who has been chosen to tell me this story, and this would be the sign that I've been forgiven. And thus I prayed and supplicated and did even a greater amount of teshuvah, of penitence, so that it be complete and that I merit to hear the story. But when I saw that time and time again you were unable to tell any stories, you forgot them all, I knew that it wasn't, God forbid, your fault. Rather, I was sure that I am to blame, because I have not yet reached a complete level of tshuva. And so I tried and tried harder and harder. And now that I have heard from you this beautiful story, the story which is so important to me, because it means that Hashem, that God has finally forgiven me, I know that I have reached that which I've been seeking out so long, to truly repent for my past misdeeds. And you, Rav Yankov, the rich man concluded, you need not go any more from place to place to tell the stories of the Baal Shem Tov and live an impoverished life. As thanks for this story, I am about to grant you enough money that will suffice for you and your entire family for the rest of your life.